This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever heard of ADHD symptoms changing with a woman's cycle? Sounds wild, right?
It is pretty fascinating. It's not something that's always been on the radar, you know?
Exactly. This article totally blew my mind. It's all about a study that tracked ADHD symptoms in women throughout their menstrual cycles.
And the results were pretty surprising. It's not just about mood swings, no.
No way. So, what were the key findings? Let's dive in. So, this study followed almost 100 college women with ADHD, right?
Yep, 97 to be exact. They tracked their symptoms really closely.
And what did they find? Did symptoms just randomly change?
Not at all. They found a clear link between symptom severity and hormone levels, specifically estradiol.
Estradiol? Is that like estrogen?
It's a type of estrogen, yeah. And it plays a big role in dopamine production.
Dopamine, isn't that the feel-good chemical?
It is, but it's also crucial for focus and attention. When estradiol drops, so does dopamine, potentially worsening ADHD symptoms.
So lower estradiol, less dopamine, more intense ADHD symptoms? Makes sense.
Exactly. It also helps explain why some women with ADHD experience worse PMS and postpartum depression, right?
That's a pretty significant connection. What about treatment? Are doctors changing how they approach ADHD in women?
Absolutely. Some doctors are already adjusting medication doses based on the menstrual cycle.
Wow, that's proactive.
Where?
So tailoring treatment to the individual's hormonal fluctuations?
Precisely. And this study also highlights a huge oversight in past ADHD research. Most studies focused on men.
So we've been missing a huge piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. Women's experiences have been overlooked, leading to potentially inaccurate diagnoses and treatments.
This is huge for healthcare providers. It changes how they should approach diagnosis and treatment, right?
Absolutely. They need to consider hormonal cycles when diagnosing and treating women with ADHD.
More personalized medicine, essentially.
Exactly. And it emphasizes the importance of including women in research. We need diverse studies to get a complete picture.
So what's next? What are the implications for the future of ADHD treatment?
More personalized and effective treatments. By understanding these hormonal fluctuations, we can develop better strategies for managing symptoms.
So it's about creating treatment plans that adapt to the woman's cycle?
Precisely. It's a step towards more tailored and effective care.
This whole thing really highlights how much we still have to learn about ADHD, especially in women.
Absolutely. It's a complex condition, and this research is just the beginning. There's so much more to explore.
And it shows how important it is to have diverse representation in research. We can't just focus on one group and expect to understand the whole picture.
Exactly. This study is a great example of how including women in research can lead to groundbreaking discoveries and better healthcare for everyone.
So this research really changes our understanding of ADHD, especially in women. It's not just a static condition, but one that can fluctuate with hormonal changes.
And that understanding opens up exciting possibilities for more personalized and effective treatments.
It's a reminder that we need to consider the whole person, not just the symptoms, when it comes to healthcare. Yeah. That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your insights.